This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, December wheat opened at 8.83, up 9 3/4 on the open. March, 8.78, up 9. At the Chicago Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 8.94, up 6 3/4 on the open. March, 9.01, up 9. May, 8.04, up 11. July, 6.40, up 2.5. September, 6.38, unchanged on the open. December corn opened at 3.70 3/4, down 1 on the open. March, 3.87, down 1/4. May, 3.96, down 1/4. July, 4.04, down 3/4. September, 4.09, unchanged. December, 4.14.5, up 1/4. March of 2009, 4.24 1/4, up 1. May, 4.29, unchanged on the open. November soybeans open at 9.79, up 6 on the open. January, 9.96, up 7. March, 10.02, up 5 1/4. May, 10.01, up 4 3/4. July, 10.05, up 5.5. August, 9.91, down 2. November of next year, 9.40, up 4 on the open. October soybean meal opened at 274, up 260 on the open. December, 280, up 240. October soybean oil opened at 38.70, up 6 on the open. December, 39.30, up 11. At the Merck, October live cattle opened at 97.72.5, up 15 on the open. December, 165, up 15. February, 101.70, up 5. April, 101, even, down 7.5 on the open. September feeders open at 115.90, up 7.5 on the open. October 116.50, up 42.5. November also up 42.5. The tick at 116.80. And January 115.25, up 35 on the open. October lean hogs open at 60.75, down 25 on the open. December 61.97.5, down 32.5. February 66.85, down 37.5. April 68.92.5, down 35 on the open. And February pork bellies open at 90.25, up 152.5 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investment Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Before we get into the marketplace today and the specific action, let's look at Friday for a second, and let me ask you, is there anything that we ought to chew on in this quarterly grain stocks estimate?
You know, my humble opinion is that, it's brought out that this is probably the largest inventory of beans we've had in modern times. 553 million bushels is the average guess on soybeans. The trade will be focusing a great deal of attention on the wheat crop, the wheat size of the stocks, because exports are so important in that area. So definitely wheat first, then soybeans, and the potential export situation is also extremely important in the wheat. My other opinion is that I think that the usage in corn ultimately will be questioned. Ethanol demand will be dropping, and I think feed usage is quite high. Even though this deflation or the devaluation of the U.S. dollar is extremely important, the transportation costs have also cut into that to some extent.
Are you continuing to hear talk that soybean yields are less than people would like?
No, we're hearing just the opposite. Mm-hmm. We hear they're plus-plus. And there are some areas that have been advertised in southern Illinois, and we don't think that that's factored in. The better yields in central Illinois north and also in Iowa look like that's a positive to us. It wouldn't be a surprise to to me to see a 41.5 plus bushels per acre average on the next report.
So what's a good support level for March beans? Maybe, what, 980-ish? Or?
You know, that's a million-dollar question. I think the marketplace in Chicago is trading something like a 40 to 40.5 bushel yield per acre. They're expecting not a acreage surge in Brazil. We think it could be up as much as 10%. So there's a lot of bullishness factored into the soybean market per se, and it'll be interesting to see how it works. Now, my contention is that this devaluation of the dollar is very significant, but at the same time, these transportation costs also hurt our exports and hurt other things. For example, you know, we do know that biodiesel is a major problem. A lot of it is being exported to Europe. We know that the transportation costs of wheat and other commodities are very expensive into the world.
Let me try this another way from a technical standpoint. If you look at the charts, it looks like soybeans are in a sort of a down flag, which might suggest that at some point in the future we're looking at another leg higher. Do you think that January or March beans have a chance at $11?
I don't at this time. I think it would take some kind of a major weather event, for example, a delayed harvest, a bushel to the acre yield drop in beans or something like this. But at this particular juncture, I don't. Now, all bets are off in the July-August time frame, you know, as we go into the summer time frame. But, you know, I price is the best fertilizer to get production in the world. All indications are we do have a pretty good soybean crop in the Midwest, and I do think that this $10 level times 60 bushels to the acre is a tremendous windfall to the typical soybean farmer in the state of Illinois, and it's almost unprecedented with income. You know, so using hedge to arrives and other mark storage techniques, you know, I think prices can rally as far as basis is concerned, but flat price, I think that's a lofty price level.
Give us your own analysis of what corn is doing versus wheat.
Well, corn, in our opinion, has every right to go up a yield per acre of at least 2, and we get the feeling 4 bushels to the acre. As a result of this, the transportation costs are extremely high. We do get the feeling that China will be a major importer of corn, possibly reducing their exports in the world, and that could encourage some exports of corn. The big difference between 1972, when the Russians basically bought 800 million bushels of grain, was that that was a export event that took place with a devaluation of our U.S. currency. This time, we're basically not seeing that tremendous export demand, but we have the currency devaluation, so it takes time for these exports to basically evolve into the marketplace. As far as the wheat's concerned, the big red flag that occurred to me this morning was that a bushel of wheat imported out of the U.S. and arriving in the European Economic Community is a dollar. You can buy European wheat, a dollar bushel cheaper than wheat delivered from the United States. It does mean, even with drastic reductions of the Australian crop and basically not a rain in sight, that wheat prices are at very, very lofty levels as far as flat price is concerned in the wheat. Our expectations are that, you know, the soft red winter wheat could be up as much as 25% here in the Midwest, central Illinois, or Illinois per se. So, it's encouraging production, and, as far as spreads are concerned, to me, you have to treat them as two different worlds because it's very tricky to treat them as a feed grain spread right now.
December corn trading now at 372 and a quarter. Would you own December corn at 360 to 355?
My general impression on the corn market is I do think that we will be close to this 2 billion bushel corn carryover. And that is an enormous corn crop for the market to digest, no matter how big the acreage is next year. So my impression is that we're very close to a major top in the corn market, unless we see some, an avalanche of new export buying, and I just don't see that at the present time.
Always good to talk to you, Paul.
Have a profitable day, and nice to talk to you, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.